You've decided to write a book. Yay! You are undoubtedly so excited, and rightfully so, especially since God gifted you with that story. At the outset, writing and self-publishing a book sounds straightforward. Just write it and upload it to Amazon or whatever online retailer you choose. Easy peasy, right? Well, behind every overarching topic, such as writing, editing, publishing, and marketing, are many tasks and corresponding subtasks. Compounding the problem is that when writers begin to search for answers to their questions and challenges, they're inundated with so much information, it's often overwhelming. In fact, the realities of authorship cause many aspiring authors to become one of three types of writers. Ready to learn what they are? It's a short episode today, but full of value. Listen in. Welcome to Ink and Impact, the podcast for Christian writers who want to impact their readers. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and each week I'll help you keep a pulse on the publishing industry, showcase Christian authors and their books, and share ways you can improve your craft and magnify your message. Whether you're a fiction or nonfiction writer, traditionally or indie published, established, or just starting out, this podcast is for you. So what are the three types of writers? The first type of writer is the quitter. Quitters start off strong, but once the work intensifies or challenges materialize, they decide the author journey is too long, bumpy, and difficult, and they walk away from their story. The second type of writer is a speedster. Speedsters don't care about conventions and quality. They simply rush out of the gate, figure things out on the fly, and publish as fast as possible, with their finished books almost always containing lots of glaring errors. Then there's the third type of writer, a pacer. Being a pacer means that you have an end goal in mind and a plan in place, so you have the energy reserved to achieve the end goal. It means that you're willing to put in the work and course correct when necessary. So let's talk about the benefits of being a pacer. Back when I was in high school, a long, long time ago, I was a long distance runner on the track team. I was trained to set a brisk pace at the start of the race to get into second or third position and then fall into a comfortable pace behind the lead runner to conserve my energy until the end. During every race, my coach would be on the infield, stopwatch in hand, keeping track of my pace lap after lap. If I was going too slow, he'd holler, "Pick it up, Daylene!" If I was going too fast, which rarely happened, he'd yell, "Work on your stride! Slow it down!" And when that final lap came, it was always the same command, "Go now!" So what does all of this have to do with writing your book? A lot, actually. Writing a book requires the same intentionality, preparation, accountability, and effort as running a long-distance race. To stand out from the rest of the pack, we have to practice and learn to write well while also playing to our own unique strengths and personalities, that is, developing our voices. To reach our readers, our finish line, we need to build our platforms and market effectively. To stay on track and not burn out, we need guidance, accountability, and encouragement. And to finish well, we need perseverance. We need to throw off every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles and let us run with endurance the race set out for us, as Hebrews 12:1 states. As Christian writers, we need to listen for our Father's voice over all the other voices vying for our attention. The world is literally screaming at us from the sidelines to do things that go against everything we've been trained to do. We need to tune the crowd out, listen to God's instructions, and rely on Holy Spirit's strength. Whereas runners often get their second wind only in the final stretch, we have the Holy Spirit fueling and guiding us throughout our entire writing journey when we invite Him in. When we are weak, He is strong, and He can imbue us with His power that enables us to endure to the end. So returning to my running analogy, it's also important to consider the following two facts. My pace wasn't the same as my teammates' paces, and my purpose wasn't necessarily to come in first, but to finish well. Sometimes just shaving a second off my time was the crowning achievement of the race, even if I was the last person to cross the finish line. Other times, just placing third gave my team enough points to win the meet. It was all about giving each race my all. Likewise, the ultimate prize as a writer isn't reaching the number one spot on a bestseller list. The ultimate prize is finishing well by faithfully doing the work God has called you to do. By not stopping short of the finish line, but going the full distance to market your book to the people who need your message or story, whether that's one person or many. Friend, stop comparing yourself to other writers. Stop listening to the crowd and know that your words matter. In closing, let me ask you, which of the three types of writers are you? May I encourage you to be a pacer. To God be the glory. It's currently April 2024, and as I wrap up three major projects this month, one of which being the beta version of my new self-publishing course, Bookworthy Academy, I'm looking ahead to May. At that point, my calendar opens up and I can return to offering one-on-one book coaching sessions. If you are a Christian writer who would benefit from a custom action plan, friendly accountability, constructive feedback on portions of your writing, and the ability to ask me questions during live one-on-one Zoom calls, then be sure to book either a single session or a multi-month package program. Be sure to act now before they're gone. Click the link in the description to learn more about my Bookworthy coaching. That's it for today, fellow pen pusher. Remember, don't just write a book, make an impact.